Today on the Relationship Renovation Podcast, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Actually, I really need to hear it. We talk all about how two people can avoid exactly what they have to deal with.
Hello, all, and welcome to the Relationship Renovation Podcast. I am Tara Kerwin.
And my name is EJ Kerwin.
Today we have something planned, but we didn't talk before where we normally would to kind of get our outline and make sure we're getting to all the points, because we're just going to show and share with the world like what the last couple of weeks have been like for us, and that has been very difficult, and where we think we have learned all the skills and seen all of our blind sites. Oh, well, this was a huge one that just kind of appeared, and here we are.
Well, and I think it fits into last week or the week before about getting stronger together, because we talked about sort of like longitudinally, like it being like a tough year, but we are able to get through it and support each other because of a lot of work we've done in our relationship. So that was, and we talked about it sort of like in a broad scheme of a year. I think today we're talking about like, okay, like here's a big like lesson that we've learned in the last couple of weeks, like one specific dynamic within our relationship and sort of our ability to face it, which is not easy at all. And I kind of even told Tara before we recorded today, this feels a little like raw because it's still like something we're sorting through. But it also is like sort of like also the skills, you know, the process of like how we talk about it matters too. That's a big thing we work with couples of like the content of what is the thing you guys are struggling with, and then the how are you struggling with it thing is like this key, you know, kind of A, B thing you have to do.
Well, and I said I don't want to have it figured out and then talk about it. I want to talk about it while we're figuring it out so we can model and maybe also get it wrong, like how to talk about something so difficult. But the biggest piece, I think, is like the individual accountability to the dynamic that clearly reared its very big elephant-sized head.
So let's use the tools that we would...
You just did a deep breath.
Yeah, because we're starting it up. But let's use the tools that we would encourage our clients to use, right? I mean, the first is like that, like right there. I took a deep breath because I'm like, okay, I want to like settle my nervous system as we begin this. I want to start in my window of tolerance. I don't, you know, so that like at least going in, I know like, okay, I'm still acting intentionally. The other thing is I think I want to set an intention for myself that I let you know of how I want to show up in this conversation. So, I mean, my intention in this conversation is to be open. And to be very aware of that all I can take is accountability for my own part and not let that be contingent upon hearing some accountability I may want you to take, that I don't have control of that.
Okay. Thank you. And there's
your deep breath.
Yeah, I just did it unconsciously. My intention is to be receptive, to be honest, to be vulnerable, to recognize if I'm getting outside of my window of tolerance, I will say pause, I will say burnt toast, that is our code word, so I can go take care of myself so that I don't say things that I don't want to say. And I'm also just really grateful that we're doing this here together, however that looks. You want to start? Right. Well, and I will say something too, like, so for 2 weeks, I've gone through like a roller coaster of emotions from sadness, deep despair, massive anxiety, probably crying 8+ hours a week. Like I had to go through 2 weeks of like a lot of dysregulation to get to this point. So I don't think I could have had this conversation 2 weeks ago. I just want to say that that's another point. Like you might have to take a couple of weeks to emote, to have some catharsis, to be angry and sad and scared and grateful and all the things. So I feel like now I can sit here because I've reflected on like, how do I play a part in this? And I for sure do. So just know that if you're going through something difficult or this podcast kind of triggers like, oh my gosh, that could be us too, wait until you both feel ready. I even checked in with EJ this morning before we recorded. Like, I think this is really important. I don't want to push it. I don't want to. And you're like, oh, I don't. Yeah, know.
It's so funny because I was apprehensive to do it.
Yeah.
A synonym would be avoidant of doing it, and that's what we're going to talk about. And it's not just my avoidance, but part of it is talking about my avoidance. So, I mean, basically, the dynamic we're going to try to continue to move forward with between the two of us is we have been facing a significant stress this year. It's a financial. And one of the things that created it and certainly has made it more difficult also to feel united together and maybe even solve the problem has been that we have not communicated well about it.
Yeah.
That you knew things in a general sense that were going on with us.
Right.
I knew things in a much more specific sense. And my ownership and my like realization of what I could have done better and need to do better in the future is I need to be very direct about what's happening in our finances.
Instead of
maybe avoiding talking about it, maybe talking about it in very general ways.
Or caretaking me.
Well, definitely. I mean, that, yeah, I mean, and this is my accountability is like definitely caretaking Tara, like, oh, I don't want to upset her. I don't want to, but also caretaking myself in like, I don't want to deal with the emotions or the conflict that might happen around this. Mm-hmm. Or, and maybe also like, I don't want to face the, you know, cause this is when we start to get really deep into it, face the insecurities that like, well, what if, because we're struggling in this way, what if she won't want to be with me? What if she'll just be like, well, I can just go find somebody who can give me these things that right now you're not giving me. I mean, that's definitely has played a part in it of like just wanting to solve the problem so that you don't see it's a problem, so that then you know you're safe and secure and taken care of and not feeling compared to exes and everything else. So and that was not help.
Okay, so I'm going to piggyback on that. Yes, financial crisis we are in. I'm hopeful that we will be okay and we can handle this because we work really hard and our hearts are in the right place. Our communication was not. And the dynamic was just that. Like, I think it all actually started like when the twins were born, because I was coming into this relationship, I was very financially independent. I paid my bills. I had an awesome high credit score. I was really good. You know, I didn't live outside of my means. I didn't have credit card debt. I did that because from a very young age, I had to take care of myself. And I never wanted to like depend on a guy. I actually left relationships where I thought I would become financially dependent on a guy. I never wanted that. Then the twins were born and it was like, oh, right. And like, I had to kind of let go and like trust you with all the finances. And because I was so busy and so overwhelmed. And I think that's when it started for me. Like, I just kind of like, okay, like EJ's got this and I'm just going to assume like all is good. And then we started our business a couple years after. And we were kind of together in that because it was just the two of us. You know, we knew we had to like stockpile money in order to like go to Maine for the summer for your second job and to make rent for the office space and all of that. And so, yeah, there was just like this. And then we grew, right? We grew to the center with like 15 therapists. And yeah, we needed to like take out some SBA loans over COVID because we were expanding and didn't quite have the liquidity to expand. And, you know, and I'm just thinking like, we're doing great. Like, I'm going out and I'm not super materialistic, but sometimes I like to get like new pillows or like a dining room table for outside or my face cream that I love, like whatever, went to New York with my daughter. So I'm just thinking like we must be good because EJ isn't saying anything different, right? And then like maybe a few months ago or something, like, I was like, oh, we're not talking about our investments anymore. And we're not talking about, I don't know. I just kept, but I didn't ask. I was too scared. I was like, well, we must still be okay. Like, I'm spending money on groceries. Like, I'm, we must be okay. I could see you stressing out financially, but you weren't really coming to me saying much. So I was like, well, okay, like, I got, like, let me know what you need. Do I need to be more austere this month? Let me know. I can cut our budget down to groceries, whatever. Okay. Fast forward to like a couple weeks ago. I don't know exactly what it was, but it was a financial crisis. Like, can we even keep our doors open to our business? And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, and then I go into a total trauma response. And I know now that it came from, you know, when I was younger, we didn't know if we were going to eat. I would go out and work and make money so I could feed my twin and I. Like, I've worked my whole life to be independent. And all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm going to lose everything we've worked so hard for. What happened? What the fuck happened? And I was really mad at you. Really mad. I can see how this breaks people up. Because I was like, how could he do this to us? How could we get so in debt that I didn't know? And you still let me do these things. You know, like buy my expensive little moisturizer. Or I super blamed you. I was in that spot for like a week. And then I recognized, like, hang on, Tara, you didn't ask. Like, you didn't ask questions. You just trusted. You didn't ask questions. You didn't want to know, truly, because what I really wanted to do, and I trace this back now, is like, I just wanted someone to protect me financially. Like, I know I work hard. I know my heart's in the right place. I know I do a lot of stuff. I know I'm not greedy. So I'm just going to totally, like, and so when that happened, I was like, you didn't protect me. You didn't take care of me. You didn't take care of our family. Now we're in this really bad situation where I feel like my whole life is blowing up. And I was right. And then you were defensive when I felt like you were defensive when you, I was trying to bring it up. And then somehow I was able to hear in all of that, like, and I know that your intention was never to hurt our family in any way. It was that we are trusting that, like, in business, you have to, like, take risks, and that you always thought, like, maybe this time, like, this will work now, right? As business owners, you take risks, and that your intention was to always be amazing and to, like, make this bigger and more abundant, right? Even though we still had to have that second job. And then I started to be like, oh my God. And like, I'm like my abandonment issues are coming out, right? Like, never had this dad to protect me. Never had financial stability. So now I'm feeling powerless. Now I'm feeling like all my abandonment stuff is triggered. What I really want to do is like leave, go get my own job again, get a 3-bedroom apartment. I don't know. That was like my escapism. That was my little girl who wasn't being protected. And now I'm like, no, this is our lesson. Like, we have to talk about everything. And like, I was afraid of talking about finances because that little girl part of me just wanted to be protected and cared for. And because I'm doing all these other things, that's the one thing I don't want to worry about anymore. And that's not realistic. Like, I have to be in my life in every area and feel empowered in it. I cannot expect anybody else to take over and protect me. Now, trust, yes, right? And that's where we're coming to. Like, I was like, EJ, like, I want you to come to me and feel like you can be transparent about anything. Like, if you said, Tara, you cannot get your Elastin moisturizer, like, I would be like, okay. Like, I'm doing my own hair right now. I'm getting only coffees once a week, right? Like, I can handle it. And I don't know if you thought I could, and I get your intentions were to not hurt me, and you saw how hard I was working. So you're like, oh, she deserves this, even if we have to put it on a credit card. And I'm like, no, like, now, whatever we had to learn to get to this point, I'm super grateful for it. Sorry, I know I'm talking a lot. Okay. So anyway, so I recognize, like, my abandonment stuff was triggered. That was my entire emotional process for the last 2 weeks. Like, that feeling of just wanting to be taken care of and stop working so hard. Sometimes I dream of that, but it's not realistic. So I'm just going to be really empowered. It's just really hard. Because I think, and anybody out there who just feels like it never stops, like that's where I get to that place where I'm just like, gosh, I could just use a little break here. But it's like when I get to that place and if I don't get out of it, I feel like I would have left you and I don't want to leave you because you're my person. I know that 1,000%. And I don't think a lot of people get to that point. Instead of seeing like all the bad things you've done, I'm like, oh, he did it because he loves me so much and he wants me to have all these things that I never got to have. He just did it in a really stupid way. And I wasn't helping you because you saw all these other things that I was going through. Now we have to get real lean in our life. We have to be like filet mignon, no freaking ribeye here. We have to cut out all the things.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing all that.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear everything you're saying and I hear all your pain and I hear like your experience of all that. And I know, I mean, I think the place for me in it, like the moving forward place based upon what I need to learn from the past is like, I really have to let go of, and this is, I think, what people struggle with, that there's many parts of that story that are not my story, not my perception, not my way I would totally characterize things. And in the past, I've spent a lot of times when we would get into these conversations really feeling like I had to sort of dig my heels in to be like, well, here's your A, well, here's my B, because, you know, that I would have to counterpoint that. And I still feel it like within me. I feel like this like urge, as you were talking, like even though I was seeing you use, you know, your emotions and stuff, there was also this part that were certain things you said were really like hard to hear, but also like just, man, that's not my experience. And so I have to let go of that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what purpose it serves. But I see it in myself. I don't know what it's like to be you, so I don't know what, but I certainly see it in my couples. Like just the other day, I saw a couple who was like, they're just like, they're still battling out things that happened years ago, and they still can't help but just go point, counterpoint, point, counterpoint, point, counterpoint. And it's just like, so I got to let that go. I got to let that go. And you're like, you know, everything I know, I don't think there's anything that you're saying where you're purposefully fabricating it or making it up. I don't think you're manipulating. I think I believe you 100% that is like your experience and your story. And that is, and I'm learning to, no matter the outcome, you know, like I'm grateful that our outcome is we're working through this together,
yeah. But
no matter the outcome, I mean, that's what keeps people in horrible places when they do break up and then become horrible co-parents because they never accept it. So I accept completely, like that is your, you know, story. And so what do I have? I have the power to be like, to take accountability for like the decisions I did make that like I could have been way more specific.
Yeah.
You know, in times where I saw you spending money where I was like, oh my God, I can't believe you just did that. I could have said, I mean, you saw it because we would get into arguments because you would be like, there would be some expense and you would see it. I would go like, generally not into mad at you, but more into like extreme internal anxiety.
Yeah.
And then you would be like, what? What's the problem? And I should have been like, we can't afford that. That is all credit. That is 100% all 19% compound interest that we're going to, that $2,000 is going to cost us $4,000. You know, it's like I should have and will moving forward, like when we have things, and it's not just you either. Like, let's be honest, like I bought shit that like I shouldn't have, you know, and I know you think of that stuff too. So, you know, and yeah, I wanted to give you all the things that you want, you know?
But what I really want is just like full transparency and you being vulnerable and like saying, honey, we're in a tight spot. Like, because look at how we're doing now. Like, yeah. We're coming together in it. Our Relationship Renovation at Home Manual for Couples is now available on Amazon for $24.99. Check it out. It's going to be so helpful. It's going to be giving you all of the skills and tools we talk about on our podcast. So please go check it out. Your relationship is so worth this.
Now it feels like we're like actually able to solve, like it, like even in the past month or two, like the things we're doing as a result of finally getting 100% transparent with each other, we're actually finding a pathway through this. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you're not like being totally transparent with each other, then that was a huge part of the problem. And whether it's somebody's intimacy or their finances or their parenting, if you're not being totally direct and honest with each other, how in the world do you solve the actual problem? How do you deal with the content if you're not able to share a reality? Because that was the problem, is like I wasn't direct enough. I truly believed that you understood where we were. Maybe not in specifics, but I truly believe that you got it.
And isn't that crazy? Like I truly believe we were like thriving and okay.
I don't know how, like that's where we have to maybe just leave that behind, because I don't understand how you possibly, at least in a year to 18 months, could believe that, because
I would say a year and a half ago, like when we did our those things. Like I got in the last year, it was a little bit more stressful.
Yeah.
But like, I'm kind of reflecting back on years, like knowing what I know now. But I think we can agree to disagree. Like I still thought we were okay. Like I didn't.
I mean, I think, you know, that's a problem, is like, I think in some ways I did too. Like, I mean, I definitely 18 months, a year ago, started to be like, we have got to pull out of this. Like whatever trend this is not an anomaly now. This is a full on trend. I mean, so I think like part of it is like, and maybe this happens to other couples in other areas, like they don't realize, like, I think I was with you. I was like, yeah, we're getting these loans, but like, I'm getting the advice of that, like, hey, this is a normal thing that businesses do.
Yeah, because we didn't ever have to take out any loans for the first 4 years of our business.
No, we got a little bit of help, like, right at the beginning, but no, we didn't. But then, like, you know, the advice and what I was hearing was like, hey, you know, it's a part of business growth. You have to take risks.
And I'm a big risk taker. I mean, sign me up.
We're both. I mean, part of this problem is like, and when we can get out of that blame game, and I really felt myself when you were telling your experience, like I felt like myself like tightening up and just like, man, she's making me look like this like idiot manipulator. And so, you know, a lot of it is about like, we don't want to be perceived by anyone, or I don't want to be perceived by anyone, especially my partner, as that. Because you even said it. I mean, you said it like 10 minutes ago. You said, you referred to my decisions as stupid.
I know, I didn't mean
and I
that.
Even if you don't say the words, I can read it. I know, depending on your mood state, like what you think of me and like.
Yeah. Just like want to be in that place of like, we will lend and not borrow. Like you know what I mean? Like just that feeling of like, I get it. Like EJ, like you had to take over our finances when the twins were born. Like you had to take over this whole new family thing. Right. Like, so I can't even imagine the stress of it. And then you saw how stressed I was, and then you were protecting me from that. And then we grew and we were managing all these people. Like, I get it. Like, I think you are trusting of taking the emotional risk. Like had we had this discussion 3 years ago, I don't even think we would have been able to be so adult like now. I feel like if you're listening to this, it happens in layers, right? Like first we were like, oh my gosh, we're really in this huge transition around twins and a blended family. Let's start a couples counseling center to help other couples. Then it was like, oh my gosh, we're really dealing with some intimacy stuff because trauma that's like coming up after all of these really hard transitions. Okay, then we worked on ourselves and we worked with each other and we built emotional safety around intimacy. Now it's like layers. It's like you can't do it all at once, and that's okay if you start doing it like little pieces by pieces. Now we're at, I feel like there's nothing left, right? Like this was like the other part of it. It's like intimacy, finances, emotional safety. Like we've now built enough emotional safety getting through the other things that could possibly be more bigger than intimacy. Because to me, feeling financially secure, like the only time that's ever happened to me is when I was by myself, working for myself, only having to be responsible for myself. Like I haven't had that in terms of a family. I had to like let that part of me go when I had to give up my job for the first year after the twins were born. You know, I had to become financially dependent upon other people for the first time in 20 years, 25.
Yeah. Well, and then the last thing.
So it's been 11 years of like me being in this codependency that I didn't even recognize, where I lost my sense of self and my power and my agency, not because of you, but because of our situation.
Sure. I mean, that's the thing is like some of the things that couples face is about them, and a lot of it's about what they're going through, because we were going through a time where like we suddenly had a family of four. We had massive expenses. We had a business, and we had like for a period of time, one person working.
Yeah.
And it was like, and the last thing I wanted to do was be in this time of like all this stress, be like, oh, we can't afford to go out this month. We can't afford to do anything really other than pay our bills.
And I wouldn't have been able to hear it then. I probably wouldn't have been. So
thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Because that like makes me feel like there's another side to the story, because I've always felt like when we have this discussion, like it's always like I just was avoidant. And no. I've never heard you say like, yeah, I would have probably thrown a fit. I probably would have said I wanted to leave you.
I was not. Yeah. I had not done enough individual work to recognize.
And so but it's not your fault. I should have still said, because what would have been the responsible and smart thing for me to do as the person who was leading our finances would be like, I don't care. Even if you do leave me, I can't allow this to happen to us. It's not the best thing. We're staying at home. We're making the best of it. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry, but it's the right thing to do for our family. That would have been like, that's like the strong person I'm trying to become now.
I like it. It's sexy.
I'm not, that's hard. Like I was even telling my parents the other day, like they had somebody come over and do some work at their house and spill a bunch of shit and make a mess. And they paid him $2,500, you know, to do this like thing. And I'm like, that's not my thing. Like there are some people who like will ream somebody's ass up and down and like, and fight for that. Like that's not, but it fits. Like it fits into my thing of like, but that's who I have to become in order. I mean, unfortunately you in this world, there is an element of like, you know, you just have to be willing to do, I'm not saying ream, but like do difficult things, have difficult conversations. Like you have to like do difficult things.
So just,
and that's what was hard for both of us.
So EJ, you have to remember this. When we very first started dating and I tried to break up with you, because I was like, you know, this isn't working. Like, let's just date other people. You just went through a really bad divorce. And you're like, Tara, I will not date you if you're dating other people. We can be friends. I won't have it. Like, I love that about you. That is what made me be like, oh my God, I don't want to do life without EJ. Like that steadfast directness. And like, I guess, right, after however many years, like always come back to that. Like we got caught up in a whole bunch of stuff and we're trying to help all these people. And we kind of put our own, you know, priorities on the bottom to make sure that everybody else was okay. And now we're back to us again, and that feels amazing. And it's a difficult, expensive learning lesson, but here we are. And I feel grateful that we are here. And it did, again, it took a lot of individual work for me to recognize like that part of me that wants to be financially safe. It's that little girl who wanted to have like love and financial protection and food from like her parents. And I'm like, why do I have to keep struggling? I'm almost 50. Come on. And now I'm like, you know, that story doesn't fit me now. I'm smart. We're great together. We still had to learn this big, huge lesson. And now it's going to be okay. We're going to work through it. We're going to be very austere for a little bit. Hopefully not for a lot bit, because I do miss my moisturizer. Just kidding.
Well, and I think for me, it's like a lot about like, because as we're getting really deep actually into doing the things in our business and our personal life, that are going to like get us into like a great place. It's super empowering and stuff, but it's a lot of work. But I think like it's like I'm letting go of this, like, and it's so like I'm like ashamed to say it, but it's like letting go of this like 15-year-old self who like wanted to be an actor and was waiting for the big break and just like just thinks like one day there's just going to be this magic freaking like bolt of lightning that like suddenly we've got it, we made it, and it's not going to come from just like really paying attention to the details. Like that's where, like, yeah. You saw me like the other night, like just sitting while you're like making our popcorn of just like freaking plugging numbers from 7 different sources into one place to get a, but then like I made this packet that we're going over later today where it's like, it's all there and it's like, okay, this is the path. And we had to do a few difficult things. We had to cut this, we had to cut that, like, you know, but like making it through not like living in some like fairy tale that it's just going to work out.
I know.
That it's just going to work out. Cause it's like such like a, I don't know. It's like an immature like place. It's just like,
I mean, I would say that, well, first of all, just like any thoughts and feelings that come up for you when you're listening to this, like we love when you share, but like, yeah. I think like for us, we've been together, what, 14 years? How 14, long have we?
3, 9, 13.
But we've been together since like 11. 15,
yeah.
And like, again, it's layers, you know, things happen, transitions happen. And I could see whether it's a blended family transition, whether it's a new baby transition, whether it's a financial transition, whether it's a losing job transition, like I could see why people get so powerless in it. But if you really start to become intentional and look at all of this stuff, and like I was so afraid to like ask, because I probably knew deep down, like, oh, well, I see him financially stressed, but he's not saying much. So I'm sure it's okay to go spend like $300 at Costco. Like I knew deep down, but my little part of myself that's like, but I work really hard and I'm going to go get my $10 coffee. Like,
I love you have this amazing rounding system. And when you choose to round up and when you choose to round down.
Anyway.
It's very cute. You knew, you had a sense.
Yeah, but I didn't want to know because I was already so overwhelmed in all the other areas and managing a business and all the people. I was like, I just don't want to know, right? Well, we want to put our freaking blindfolds on. I just don't want.
And I think this that's happens it, and right all,
there it is.
I, think
I didn't
that's
want
it.
To know. I didn't. And then you probably sense that unconscious piece of me.
Well, just it fits into this, like it's a similar, yeah, I didn't want to tell you, you don't truly want to know. I'm hoping it's just going to like work itself out. You're
I really
thinking,
feel
oh,
like
it's just going to work itself out. And this is the same thing that couples do, right? If they yes. have issues with intimacy. I have this need, but I don't totally want to ask because it might upset you. Don't even ask about the intimacy because then it's going to make me uncomfortable. So then we'll both just like keep our fingers crossed that one Sunday, like we have sex and then we start having sex again for the rest of our relationship. It's like the same thing. It's like there's reasons that both people are avoiding dealing with it because it's really freaking hard. It's complicated. We each have our baggage. And so therefore we avoid it until we're on the verge of it all
blowing up.
Yeah. Or it straight up blows up.
Yeah.
In an argument or a financial crisis yeah. or an affair.
Yeah.
Like that is.
That's the title of our
and
podcast.
And so, hey, we are.
I really don't want to know, but I really do. Yeah.
So we are with you all. I mean, that's like always been our thing at the end of the day in this process and creating what we've created and doing this podcast every week. Like this is
one of the reasons why we're.
I mean, we're in it. It's freaking. It's just like, oh my gosh.
Well, thank you for listening. We're getting through it. I mean, we'll continue to work through this, but if you can relate or that idea of like, I just want to have my blindfold on because I'm not quite ready. We get it. It happens in stages. Truly, the reason why I wanted to do this is because in these past 2 weeks, I would go from like sadness to despair to anger and the resentment. And then I was like, I just remember, I bet you this is where people leave. This is where people take off from their person because they, A, it's too much. B, things weren't transparent in whatever it was. And then I just kept thinking, oh my God, EJ is the most amazing, beautiful human I've ever met my whole life. And that you didn't do any of these choices on purpose. You were doing it for the good of us too. And we just weren't doing it together in the way that felt because of our own like obstacles. And that's what kept me grieving and here today. And we're still going through it.
Yeah.
But together at least.
And I can like see today how much I wanted to blame my avoidance on you. You made me avoid it. Or blame my not getting specific on you. Like you should have known based by what I was saying. And I got to just like, I got to own it. I got to own it completely for my own good. And then for our good, you know, that like, no, this is my thing is like having difficult conversations, taking the risk of being hurt or left at the sake of doing the right thing. Like that's a thing that like in some aspects of my life, I've always been so proud and have received people's respect because of my integrity. And this is an area where I got some work to do around integrity.
And my little abandonment stuff, I've got some work to do around her.
But even like, I don't know if in that pause, if you felt like you had to say something, like you don't have to. I'm not dependent upon that. I'm not dependent upon you.
Like, I did feel like I had to say something. Thank you.
Yeah, I could tell. I could tell. Like, no,
like, but it's true. Don't... Like, yeah. No, I love that you, like, again, we're, how do we become our best versions of ourselves together? And it's usually through difficult times. You know, again, not every couple is supposed to be together, but a lot of you are. And we're here to support you in that.
Yeah.
It's why we do what we do. We're very, I feel like we're very authentic and genuine, and we don't preach from a mountaintop.
Yeah. So go out and join our Patreon. So I'm joking, but it's kind of funny. Join our Patreon. Buy our book.
Our little Amazon at home book, yeah.
Schedule a discovery call for our coaching. You know, and that's the other thing. Through all this crap, we're really good at helping people. I mean, I know that. And I see it like daily when we work with people and stuff. And so, yeah.
Thank you, EJ, for being my partner in life and like getting us through difficult times together and for not running and for being defensive and then turning it around. Because if you didn't turn it around and do that U-turn from defensiveness to presence, I don't think I could have grown in the way I have. It's taken both of us to really become adults in our adult selves. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, and thank you, Tara, for wanting to have the tough talks.
You know I love them.
And wanting to...
Brings me closer.
Yeah, wanting to not accept the status quo. Especially when the status quo is not healthy, isn't well.
Yeah.
It's hurt me and it's been uncomfortable frequently. But in times like this, I can see like how valuable it is and how like we are really pretty dang close right now.
Absolutely. And sometimes I also think like universe and God for...
Thank you, God, for sure.
Giving us all these struggles and then the resilience and the heart to get through them together to be... hopefully role models for our family and other people out there.
Well, that's the other piece. It's like we wanted to have a relationship with God. We weren't doing a good job of that. And this really hellish year has pulled us back into a relationship with God. And that's been powerful.
It's been my first relationship. So I'm still working on that. It's hard for me to recognize that type of love still, but I'm working on that. All right, everybody. That was heavy, but also... light in a way. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for listening. Again, comment, send emails to podcast@relationshiprenovation.com. Love to hear from you. Thanks so much for listening. As always, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Me and you just singing on the train. Me and you listening to the rain. Me and you, we are the same. Me and you have all the fame. Are we?